5 structures we could not name, and 1 improvement we measured and threw away. From the UnPaper Lab, the 31st of July, 2026. When we widened our sample from 1 family of AI model to 7, it did not just show us what was missing from our template. It told us that 2 of the things we had already added were argued from too little evidence. This is what we did about that, and about a converter improvement that looked obviously right until we measured it. First, being corrected by a bigger sample. Our first round of this study ran on a single model family, and 2 elements came out of it. A bar that spans part of a scale, because that model kept hand-building 1 for plan across 4 quarters. And a waterfall, because when we asked where every euro of a price goes, it drew 1.3 times out of 3. Both held up less well against 6 more models. Not one of the other families answered the 4 quarters brief with a spanning bar. They all drew a grid, periods across the top, workstreams down the side, 5 of the 6. And where the money goes produced a different answer again. 4 of 6 built a single bar split into shares that add up to 100%. That is not a waterfall. A waterfall is a bridge where each column starts where the last one ended and the total moves. A ribbon is a split where the total never moves at all. The tempting fix, when the evidence contradicts you, is to soften the claim in the documentation. We think the honest fix is to build the thing models actually reach for, and then say plainly where the line falls between the 2, so that choosing between them stops being a coin flip. Now, the one we had forbidden ourselves. The last of the 5 structures is the one worth pausing on. A ring. A single number with an arc drawn around it, showing its share. It barely appeared in our evidence at all. That looked like a finding about taste, until we traced it back to our own instructions, which had been telling every model that curved arcs would be flattened into a picture. That stopped being true when the converter improved and nobody told the models. A structure can be missing from your data because you forbade the ingredient it is made of. Next, what changed? 5 elements, the roadmap grid, the parts inside each tier of a layer stack, the share ribbon, 2 journeys compared on 1 shared scale, and the ring. Each was added only after it converted into real, editable PowerPoint objects rather than a flat image. Everyone went through the conversion harness, which renders the file, converts it, opens the result, and compares the 2 images pixel by pixel. The 5 scored between 97 and 99%. Now, the improvement we threw away. Models hatch things. A striped bar is how they say queued, or at risk, or not yet. And those stripes are the one part of such a slide that arrives in PowerPoint as a picture instead of an editable shape. So we built the fix twice. The first version used PowerPoint's own catalog of hatch patterns. It cost nearly 5 points of visual accuracy because that catalog's stripe spacing is fixed, and at the sizes decks actually use, the texture almost disappeared. The second version drew the stripes as real geometry. To a human eye, it is identical to the original. It still cost between 1 and 2 points at every stripe width we tried, because the 2 renderers disagree along every stripe edge. We did not ship either one. Our rule is that we never trade accuracy for editability, and a measurement is not worth keeping if it only counts when it agrees with what you were hoping to build. So hatching stays exactly as it was. What we kept instead is the number written into the test suite so that the next attempt has something to beat. And one useful discovery from the version that failed about where a repeating stripe pattern is anchored, which was worth 5 points on its own to whoever tries next. Finally, what this means if you use UnPaper. Hand your AI a brief that needs a plan across quarters, or a price broken into where it goes, or a before and after of the same 2 weeks, or a single figure that has to carry a slide. There is now a name for the shape it wants to draw, which means it stops rebuilding 1 by hand, and the result arrives in PowerPoint as objects you can drag, recolor, and retype. A note on how honest this is. The counts come from 154 slides built by 7 model families against a fixed set of briefs. Each brief describes content that demands a structure without ever naming one. The briefs do not change between rounds, so a model tested later stays comparable to one tested earlier. The limits matter. Naming the structure a model drew is a judgment made by reading the rendered slide. The counts and the conversion measurements around it are not. Most briefs were sampled once or twice per model, which is enough to steer a decision and not enough to settle an argument. The two corrections described here are exactly what a thin first sample costs. The same could yet happen to something in this entry. And nothing here involves anyone's documents. Every slide was generated from invented briefs. UnPaper itself still sends no document anywhere.